September 30th is Dr. Jay Gershon's last day as president of the Northeast Ohio Medical University. During his decade at the helm of NeoMed, Gershon has emphasized the school's mission to produce doctors to serve Northeast Ohio's diverse communities. I'm Jeff St. Clair, and I talked with Gershon about his legacy and the secret to the NeoMed model of medical education. Jay Gershon sold his house not long after he announced his decision to retire. I caught up with him at the on-campus apartment where he and his wife decided to live during the final months of his term.
I thought that I had started my career with students and teaching at UCLA 44 years ago, and wouldn't it be great to spend 6 months with the students?
So you're just the guy down the hall.
I'm just the guy down the hall. Well, actually, at first, the students didn't know who I was or actually what I was doing here. And I kind of said, I'm your neighbor.
We're sitting in your apartment here, which was not here before. There's construction cranes right outside the window here. They're building a new high school. You've transformed this campus. The square footage has doubled in your time here.
Some of the campus expansion has been for our faculties in terms of research. Some of it has been, as you say, for the village, our students, and we've converted from a commuter school to a residential campus. And much of it is for the community. We have Health and Wellness Center. We have Biomed Science Academy, a STEM high school. We have conference facilities where we do all kinds of meetings and events, professional as well as social. We do weddings here, too. So this is really, as a citizen, this is my university as well as the universities, and I feel like it's part of the community. And I think that's really the transformation that's occurred here. And I'm so proud of that, and it's really been a team effort to make it happen.
But this is unique. It's not a teaching hospital model. What challenges have those differences presented, and I guess what are the differences that NeoMed has that work for it?
So, most academic health centers that have clinical enterprises on the campus cross-subsidize the university. So we don't have that cross-subsidization. We have 29 hospital partners that are affiliates. And the hospitals actually pay the faculty for the most part. So when you look at that, you say, well, gee, how does that work? You know, if you look at the budget of Ohio State, Case, University of Michigan, I mean, these are great places. Their budgets are multi-billion dollar budgets, okay? Our budget, operational budget, is $60 million. So we do it because we have these partnerships with the hospitals. And mostly what really makes it work is the culture of this community. And what I'm saying with that is that we have hundreds of faculty that volunteer their time and teach our students without pay. So I go around the country and people ask me, how do we do the NeoMed model? And what I say to them is that I can tell you how we do it, but I'm not sure you can do it. And they say, what do you mean? Of course we can do it. I say, no, you can't do it in Nashville or Atlanta or Los Angeles or Chicago. And the reason is, I don't think you're going to find hundreds of volunteers in the medical profession to volunteer their time. So really taking advantage of the enormous, love of community, identification with community, philanthropic mood of the people who live here. And that's what makes this place unique. That's what makes it tick.
You started off in psychology, became a dentist, then got a PhD in education, went back for child psychology. I'm trying to understand Jay Gershon, because any one of those careers could have sustained you, but somehow you ended up here.
Yeah, you know, maybe if I really want to get philosophical about it, I really believe that healthcare is a right, not a privilege, and that everybody should have the right to healthcare, whether they have means or not. And I guess my experience with Latinos and Native Americans and African Americans here locally has really allowed me to get involved in this philosophical mission that I have for myself. And so I feel very good about that. I had lunch with all of the minority students 10 years ago when I came here at NeoMed in the entire university. And I had lunch with less than a handful of students. And I had lunch just recently with the first year students. And I had lunch with several dozen students. And I'm told that we have 75 or 80 minority students here. Many of those individuals are interested in going back to underserved communities. So we really have been able to bring that workforce forward.
Dr. Jay Gershon, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for your time.